Hello. Welcome to class 8. Can you believe it? We've made it this far. And it's been a lot of learning along the way and a lot of content and material and a lot of practice in the meantime. And what would this course be without that damn bird who just perfectly placed him or herself there right now. And so, this class is really going to be designed about around how to transition from this moment moving forward, and what does life after the mindfulness course look like? It still goes on, I promise you. But really, how can we develop some support for you, and things that you can do to continue this exploration and deepen mindfulness in your life? But as always, let's just start with some practice, and we'll start with just a sitting meditation for today. So find a posture for yourself. And if you'd like to close your eyes, you may. Let's tune into the sounds of the bells again, as we did on the first class, and just see if the relationship to the sound is any different now than it was. And so when we did our first meditation here, the invitation was just to take a few moments to settle in. And you had some freedom to go about that in any way that you'd like. I had mentioned that you know yourself, your mind, and your body better than anyone else ever could. And so, if there were any adjustments you feel like you needed to make to allow yourself to be more present, you could do so. However, 8 weeks from that point to now, you may have some new resources internally to help yourself settle in. And so now, I'll put that same invitation out there for you, to just allow yourself to settle into this moment in whatever way feels most appropriate, and to make any adjustments that you feel like you need to make to be more here, to be more present, and to be more grounded. And notice if there's a difference in how you're able to settle in, how you're able to drop in to the present, how you're able to work with sounds or discomfort or restlessness or agitation or fatigue. And maybe there's also a different relationship to being who you are. Maybe you've started to get to know this person a bit more. Perhaps befriend this person a bit more. And just checking in. What is it like to be you right now? And maybe there's a bit more permission that you've given yourself to be you. Maybe a deeper understanding that on the most fundamental level, you are already whole. And let's just connect with our breath. This breath that has been with us throughout the duration of this course. This breath that has been with us since the day we were born. This breath that reminds us that we're still alive. And that as long as we're breathing, there is much more right with us than wrong with us. And as long as you're breathing, you still have a choice in how you will relate to this moment, how you will show up for this moment, and how you will lead your life from the inside out. So, if you'd like to thank your breath in any way, maybe just a gentle hand on your belly, a hand of appreciation, of care. Or maybe truly just saying thank you. For sustaining me, for being there even when I've neglected you, for reminding me of my wholeness, just this breath and just this moment. Opening up to more moments of your life in the way that Rumi described it in the guest house. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. That some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor and says, "Welcome and entertain them all." Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. They may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing with softness and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. All we have is just this moment. And all of its glory and all of its pain. Can we meet this moment of our lives fully? That is the work. You can allow your eyes to open again.